Here's a thought I'll title, A Twinge of F-64 Guilt. Yesterday I was looking at a photographic project that a good friend had sent. Some very interesting work. Very not traditional photography. The landscapes that he shot were traditional photography, but he had processed them in a way that made them look very interesting, very unique, very different from straight F-64 kind of photography. They looked almost like 19th century landscape painting. Think Bierstadt, that kind of color palette, surface textures applied, etc. And it was beautiful work, lovely work. I was enamored with it. I thought it was just fantastic. But in the course of looking at it, I also had a tiny twinge of guilt that I was enjoying it so much. And I thought, what is that about? Is it that somehow that heavily Photoshop manipulated kind of work is not traditional photography and therefore it goes somewhere that photographers don't? And I don't know. That doesn't make sense. I mean, we've lived in the world of Photoshop for, 20 years now? And I think heavily manipulated images that lean towards the aesthetic of painting are not unusual. They're not new. It's not radically challenging the status quo like it was 20 or 25 years ago. Now, it's not that unusual. So why did I have this twinge of guilt? I thought, well, clearly it's not that the photographer needs to modify his aesthetic and his creative output so that it's more traditional. I would never insist on that. So something's got to give to get rid of that guilt. What is it? Well, it's obviously me. That somehow I have habits that are so ingrained from my early days in photography that they still hold sway when I see work that's different than that. And different is not a bad thing. It's just a different thing. One of the challenges for all of us who are approaching a certain age in our artistic career is to recognize how powerfully those habits do hold sway over our thinking, over our aesthetic, over our preferences. And maybe it's a good thing that we hold on to tradition, but is it possible, well, I hope it is, possible to also embrace the new? That maybe we can have the best of both worlds if we become conscious of our predispositions and habits and prejudices and recognize them for what they are without letting them interfere with our ability to enjoy the new.